back to Rosie on the House. Soft good morning to you all this great Arizona Saturday morning. Talking about Apache County is one of our favorite corners of the state. We have a lot of favorite corners of the state, but Apache County is where we've actually decided to put down some little tiny roots and pick up our little mountain piece of property that we're going to do something with sooner or later. But we left something for all of you up there in Apache County, and we did this. When did we do that, babe?
2009.
It was 2009. It is a geocache. Geocache. Are y'all familiar with what a geocache is, or the game and the sport and the hobby of geocaching? It is a blast. It is just another great reason to get the kids outside. And it can be out in the wilderness, or it could be in your backyard at the neighborhood park. Geocaching is a game you play using GPS coordinates where little packages are hidden that have little trinkets and treasures inside. And the rule of geocaching is you can take something when you find the geocache, but you have to leave something. Well, when under the Obama administration, I think it was the first year or second Christmas he was in office, they actually came to the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest just below Alpine, Arizona, in Apache County, and they cut down the Christmas tree that got sent to Washington, D.C., not for the White House, but for the Capitol building. And when they did that, I just thought, gosh, Carol Grace was nine or 10 years old at the time, our baby daughter. And I said, Carol, wouldn't it be a blast to run up there next weekend? We could be the first ones to plant a geocache there. So we've got the handle of Rambling Trio. That's me, Jennifer, and Carol Grace as our geocache username. And we ran up there and planted the Capitol building Christmas tree stump geocache. And we're going to have a geocaching expert in, I think, next week or the week after and talk about how fun this is. But we went on the geocache site because we own the geocache. Every time someone finds it, they go on the website and they record their findings and they include pictures of themselves and the day and the weather.
Little comments, what was going on, what they found, what they left.
Hundreds of people have found that thing and thanked us for putting it in place. There's one person that actually logged in pictures who was obviously there the day they cut the tree down of the crane and all the people it took to get in and haul. I mean, the tree was 80 feet tall.
Wow.
So all things you can find. So geocaching. We've left y'all the geocache in Apache County. It's the Capitol Building Christmas Tree Stump. Get there and find it. Now listen, if y'all are, and those of you that are listening on Chasm this morning up in Sedona, those of y'all in the Prescott area, there is an outdoor expo going on out there in conjunction with Arizona Game and Fish Department, which is like one of the old Boy Scout jamborees we used to go on with Romy and the boys. At the Watson Lake Park, and that's State Route 89 at Granite Dells. They're doing an outdoor festival and expo is designed to be fun and educational for all ages. Those who enjoy the outdoors or they just want to learn more about the outdoors. Activities include a 300-foot zip line, a 4-person climbing wall, instructional rappelling, kayaking, disc golf, and a netted cove with more than 2,000 catchable rainbow trout. They're going to have the Arizona Game and Fish Department there talking about off-road, off-highway vehicle safety, and more. This would be a great thing for y'all to do if you're in the Prescott area. Again, it's at Watson Lake Park. We'll be joined by Romy here, who has his own little geocache himself out at Treeland Nurseries. For those of you that can get out there this morning for our 8 o'clock outdoor hour. Romy?
You know, backing up to Apache County, is Middle Mountain still in Apache County?
Yeah, just barely. Tenney Mountain, Middle Mountain, Upper Campbell Blue.
You got the Greenlee Apache line, right?
Yeah, right
and,
there.
And you said Blue River. I know you meant Blue Ridge Wilderness. You said Blue River.
No, it is Blue River.
There is the Blue River, but I think it's called the Blue Ridge Wilderness.
Oh, okay. It may be.
You know what's significant? That the only place I've ever seen a porcupine in the wild was on Middle Mountain. And so I don't know if it was Greenlee or Apache County I was in. I'll have to look that up. And there was actually two of them. And where do you expect to see a porcupine?
In the trees, in the forest.
That's exactly where they were, right above me. And it was pretty cool. I sat there and watched them for a little while. And beautiful, beautiful country. But yes, today I am at Mesa at Treeland Nursery. I knew these were good people. This is a fourth generation. Well, the fourth generation's about still in diapers, but the fourth generation family coming up. Don's here, Larry's here, Keith is here, Don's son, and then Jack just showed up. And so there's five of us here right now, and there's five white Ford pickup trucks in the front row. I was like, I'm a good people.
That is good people.
Well, you've kind of got your own little geocache going out there this morning, because for anyone that gets to the site and ask a question live
during the garden hour, 8 to 9 o'clock, if you get it asked live on air. Now, if you stump us, I'll give you an extra Rosie bag or something. But if you get your question asked live on the air here at Treeland Nursery in Mesa, you park, you come through the front entry building. I'm right out the back. I'm set on actually one of the flower plats that they open up for me. So I'm surrounded by this gorgeous flower. If you come get your question asked on air, you will be entered to win a free 24-inch tree of your choice, excluding citrus. We generally don't get more than 7 or 8 calls in an callers in an hour, so your chances to win are pretty good.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.